Isn't that footsteps I'm hearing? You know, I really am not looking forward to visitors. So if you could, it would be great if you would just turn away. Then yet you insist on walking forwards. I thought by making my cave in a home on the side of the mountain, well, I thought that would keep visitors like you away. It seems that only makes me more enticing, I guess. Makes me more enamoring to the adventurous ones like yourself. If you've come looking for a fight, you've got the wrong dragon. I don't really have the energy for one of those right now. It would be much more beneficial if you just came back later. Really, I have nothing to offer you. You're not going to find anything I'm willing to part with, regardless of how deep you search. You can traverse these caverns all you want. Take as many winding roads as you need. Every step getting you closer to me. But you aren't going to be rewarded. There's no present for finding me because I'm not lost. The only thing you're going to get is meeting me in person. I know that's probably something you're looking forward to. Why else would you come here? I'm probably the first dragon you've ever been this close to, let alone conversed with. But I really, really don't want to waste my time with someone as small as you. It seems boring. You're insignificant to me, and quite frankly, you're taking away my time from something more important. It's frustrating. But since you're so determined, why don't you just keep going forward? You're about another minute of walking from me. Since you've made it this far, you might as well come and see me. Be grateful I'm not going to burn you on the spot for disturbing me. The last person who came here didn't have such a nice reaction to me. Tell me, is this how you imagined your little adventure going? Come on, step into the light, tiny one. You're so brave for coming here. Let me see you. That's right. My. What a sweet little thing you are. So tiny. Staring up at my much larger form. Taking in every scale, the details on my wings, the slits of my eyes. It's a lot, isn't it? Go on. Take your fill. It's not every day someone as itty-bitty as you gets to see an ancient dragon. If it gives me a few more moments of silence, then I'll be grateful. The longer I can pretend that you aren't here, the happier I'll be. I've never been a fan of visitors, especially unannounced ones like you. What made you come all the way out here anyways? It's not like this is easy to find for someone so small. At the top of a mountain, in the middle of a rainstorm, deep inside the caves with only a bit of fire for warmth, Most would be deterred by these conditions. So, what makes you different, tiny one? I can see that. I'm almost impressed by your determination. Most tiny folk would have walked away by now, deciding this was way too difficult. That's the reason I picked this spot, hoping to deter most adventurers. Unfortunately for me, it seems that you are not so easily deterred despite your tiny stature. Probably thought you were going to find some grand treasure. Sadly for you, it's just a little old me here. I've never been a big fan of displaying my physical prowess. Not unless I have to. It seems like a waste on one as tiny as you. But you didn't come up here for nothing, did you? You came here seeking some sort of prize for all your hard work, right? Do you really think I have something to offer you? Like I mentioned earlier, I don't have a reward to offer you. Quite frankly, I'm not willing to part with anything in my hoard, nor do I actually know what you can lift from my pile. You see, I worked way too long and way too hard to build it to this level. I'm not going to let some tiny like you walk in here, demand to take your fill, and then leave me empty-handed. No. That's not what's going to happen. After all, a dragon's hoard is only one part of their value, right? It's something we all know. The tiny folks down there have figured out how to use every part of us. And from what I hear, dragon material is quite sought after. Whether it's a tooth or a claw, it's all used by our artisans to create things, right? Which means that an adventurer, well, you can fetch a pretty price for something like a few of my scales, couldn't you? This is where I think we can come to an understanding. I know you keep eyeing the goods around you, looking at them all. The silver goblets behind me, the one with the rubies. Get that out of your head. You're not getting them. I need you to stay focused. You want to make it out of here just a bit richer, don't you? And I want to live to see another day without having to fight. It wouldn't be worth my time or efforts, considering how fragile your body is. It wouldn't even be difficult for me to use one of my claws to end that precious life of yours. I wouldn't even have to use all my force. You're so itty bitty. It would be no different than snapping a carrot in half for me. Maybe even a twig. So, since you want something to make yourself a bit richer, and I don't want to fight, I think we can come to an agreement. What if I give you something of mine that you'll be allowed to sell in town? It'll be something that you'll be able to live off of for the rest of your life. You won't have to go to work unless you want to. How does that sound, tiny one? Do I have your interest? I want to see your face when I tell you this part. Gauge your reaction. What you say and what you show are two totally different things, small one. I want to see which one is more honest for me. Lifting you into the air. Bringing you to eye level with an ancient dragon. It's okay, tiny one. I've got you. I'm not going to drop you. You weigh nothing, kitten. Really? Only have to use the tip of my tail to wrap you up completely, immobilizing you in the air. Suspended in front of my face, dangling. This is much better, isn't it? What I'm offering you is worth more than all my scales, all my claws, even all my teeth. It's something that's rarely seen by anyone outside of the draconic bloodline. It's sacred, important, and quite large. Do you have any idea what it could be? Close, but no, kitten. You see, a dragon's egg is one of the most sought-after items in the world. Whether for a delicious dish, to help raise and befriend a dragon, to sell to some aristocrat as a pet. There's many reasons people seek out a dragon egg. Usually, the only way to get one is by killing said dragon or stealing the egg. I'm offering you mine willingly, if, and it's a big if, you're willing to take it. Is that something you think you can handle, kitten?